show is back. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We are Afternoon Drive. We got Kayla Cole, John on the board. We got Sweet Young Thang, Jax Gregory behind the glassy knoll. We got Meredith Kane in the 2020s. But, JP, it is a hump day. That is right, everybody. It is a hump day. And I'm pulling off the sort of the Shock G look today.
They're so tiny.
They are. They Chip, who's one of our great listeners, I saw him today and he gave these to me in honor of Shock G. And they don't reach back to my ears.
No.
Yeah, this is problematic. It's also problematic that this is a video bit that I'm doing on radio.
Are you going to wear this all show? Because I actually really think it'd be fun if we got into costumes.
Wouldn't we be ripping off Dan Le Batard?
Yes.
Okay.
I still think it'd be fun.
All right. I'll have to think about it because this thing keeps popping off my gigantic schnoz.
Does Dan Le Batard, does he own all exclusive rights to wearing costumes while on video and talking sports?
No, but now that I see every show copying it in history, I do think it's become hackneyed.
Okay.
When they do it, it's awesome. But when who's the knob on NFL Network that I, Michael
Adam
P.
Rank.
Florio and Adam Rank
you
do
hate
it.
You hate Adam Rank.
I would like to burn the whole thing to the ground. This really is not. He gave me another pair here. Let me see. Go ahead and talk for a minute.
Yeah. Okay. You look ridiculous. I like that he gave you multiple pairs unless the first pair broke or something.
No, this one
better be bigger, by the way. This one better be at least
easy.
Hello. This one it needs to at least stretch all the way to your ears.
Also easy.
Hello.
Yeah. All right. So this one actually has some...
a strap.
I like, by the way, that he enters this being like, no, it's hack when people do these type of things.
Yeah.
As he fumbles to then put the second pair on because it might look better.
Yeah, no. This I was hoping that the tie down in the back would help me, but it turns out my nose is still too big.
You look ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I got the Bobby Valentine going for anybody wondering.
Yeah.
But it's a hump day. We're honoring Shock G because he perfected this, not Bobby Valentine. If you guys need to look up Digital Underground, go ahead and do yourself a favor. Thank you very much.
I can't take anything you say seriously right now.
Should we stop?
No, I'll do it for 5 hours.
Okay.
Lionel Richie, we'll do it all night long. We can do it all day if you want.
I think I'm going to see how long that this stays on my face, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, let's do it.
So we got a lot to get into. Maybe a Cavs WNBA team. The Browns still stink, and we're one day closer to Thursday Night Football. But, man, was that a disappointing game last night. Right, a lot of people very upset.
You look like you're so happy to be saying it.
You know why?
Because the nose?
Because this is all a play that, and Jax even mentioned this off air. Jax mentioned that every missed Darius Garland shot last night, all he could think about is JP is just going to duke on the man tomorrow during the show. So the Shock G does have multiple ideas behind it that maybe because this is like a rage muffler that as soon as you look at me in the eyes
I can't seriously yell about Darius.
Bag on Darius Garland for having one bad game this year even against Boston because I have this ridiculous thing on my face.
It might be working. I'm so much happier than what I thought I was going to be going into here. I mean because it's supposed to be. Unless you work for Cavs.com, I don't want to hear any nonsense defending Darius from last night. The man makes $200 million a year. Show up in a big-time game. You didn't show up last year in the postseason in Game 7 against Orlando. You didn't show up 2 years ago in Game 3 against the Knicks. I have multiple instances of him not doing his job in big-time moments. When you make $200 million, that's when you have to start to show up, Nick. I did feel much happier saying it to you, though.
You were smiling as you were saying it.
Your words were vitriolic. I can't do anything but smile when looking at you right
your
now.
Your words were vitriolic. But your face said, I'm very happy about Darius Garland not having a good night last night.
No, it's miserable.
Yeah.
I wanted to come in here and have Darius go off, play a game like Donovan played, play a game like Evan played, play a game where you look at the end of it and like, oh, you lost, but he gave it his all, and man, he made a lot of really good shots and good, important comeback and everything. He was so bad, Nick. This is not good. This is a bad development. It doesn't mean he is trash. It doesn't mean that they need to trade him instantly or anything like that. But when you make $200 million and you are the highest paid player on this team for this season, And he is. Not next year,
so
but
next
this
season
year.
He could have a bad game against Boston, but not this year?
He's still got a $200 million deal on a max contract. Okay. Like, forget that nonsense for a second, okay? Like, when you make that type of money, you get to have some criticism. And I'm so tired of us protecting Darius Garland all day long.
Who's protecting?
If you are not speaking about what happened last night, you are in the protecting Darius Garland business.
Okay, isn't it just as simple as he could be tired and that's an awful matchup for an undersized guard?
Not when he consistently has games in big-time moments where this exactly happens.
I mean, this is all about last year. It's not about this year. It's not about 2 years before.
It was
about
2 years ago. 2 years ago in the Knicks series, he had the same exact situation happen.
Everyone in the Knicks series.
But it happened.
Like the
theme with Darius, and it doesn't mean every big game he wilts, but in more games than not, he wilts. This is not good that after 15 games of him looking awesome and turning a corner, that's what you got last night. That's
Boston,
not good.
Boston's backcourt is the best defensive backcourt in the NBA. They also happen to be some of the biggest guards in the NBA.
They are very good defensively. They also really tied up Jerome and Craig Porter, didn't they? Wow. No, they didn't. Both of them ate.
Craig Porter Jr. ate last night.
Both of them ate. For their standards?
I believe Craig Porter Jr. was completely ignored.
For their standards, they did.
I'll give you Ty Jerome. I thought Ty had a great game. Sam Merrill was quiet until 2 3-pointers in the late third quarter. Donovan had a great game last night.
Donovan
maybe not the
35.
Most. Yeah, but maybe not the most efficient game. I'm not here to polish and say Darius had a good game. I just don't think it's the end of the world. Like, at what point do the other 15 games not matter more than last night?
I think last night matters more than the other 15 games.
So
when I'm judging him off of can you show up in big time moments, and that's a big time moment. We talked about that game for 5 days.
What about the Golden State game? Did he not have a nice game that night?
That's not the Boston game that I'm focused on. That's not the one we spent 5 days on.
So basically, it's only four games.
No, it's not. It's not that he always wilts under pressure. He's had good postseason games, good postseason moments. The play-in game 3 years ago, the Brooklyn game, and the Hawks game. He's capable of doing it, but it's not at a point where you can rely on him. That's the sad development of that.
Wait, good against the Warriors
is nice. It's not one game. It's not one game.
No, no, no.
How many playoff games do I have to show
this
you?
Year. Wait, no, no, no. Specific to this year, it is one game.
He's had two big games to play in this year. One of them looked good. Okay. One of them didn't. Okay. That's the Darius Garland trend.
Okay, but not... I just like this idea of... Because here's the thing. I think it reinforces your idea that we got too excited about the first 15 games of the year. No. Darius had a bad game. There's no really defending here because I agree he had a bad game. Kenny Atkinson had a defense for him. I don't think I should buy it. I don't think you should buy it. I also think the matchup matters. Like, I do think, like, this should be a game that we go into it going, at least one of our guards is going to struggle with what they do because defensively you can't switch out of them the way that you can do on every other team in the NBA. This might just happen to be the team that is going to have Darius's numbers. Now, do I think that it's a reminder?
Well, not a good development when you got to get past this team.
Well, I mean, you still have Donovan. You still have Evan Mobley. Like, I'll be honest with you, if you had come back, and I think the bigger problem from last night is you just were asleep at the wheel for a half. That's not great. I do think Darius struggling is noteworthy, but I don't think it's like, you make $200 million. You never show up. Like, I think that's just bottled up from last year.
I think you get to criticize players when they make $200 million.
Yeah, but what's the right level of criticism for one game, no matter what the game is?
When Yankees fans go after Aaron Judge for a lackluster postseason, they're 100% on the right. He gets paid all that money. He's got to show up in those moments. You got to be a big-time player
in the biggest of games. That's a 32-year-old slugger
Jackson does whatever he's doing in Baltimore against the Chiefs and in the postseason and against the Steelers, fans get to be critical.
Nobody puts Darius in that stratosphere that you just put him in, though.
You do when you're the highest-paid player on the team. That's exactly what Aaron Judge is.
All I heard all offseason was that he wasn't in the league of one of the 15 best players in the NBA. So, like, Aaron Judge is bona fide one of the five best, most productive power hitters in the game.
His contract suggests he should be playing at an elite level.
Why give a damn about what you get paid?
It's a capped league.
Andrew Wiggins going to go down.
It's a capped league.
$400 million, and he's never been one of the three best players in the championship.
When you take up $200 million and you're the highest paid player,
we don't have to
just sit there and coddle everyone.
If you want to say this harshes your mellow in the first 15 games, fine. That is a fine thing. But constantly,
I can't rely on the highest paid player on the team right now. I can't rely on him in a big time game.
They're all highly paid.
When I can't rely on him in big time games,
the highest paid player.
I can't rely on him in big time games. He's just going to be hit or miss.
No, yes,
that's okay.
By the way,
that's an acceptable thing. It's okay. We're fine. That's an acceptable thing, Nick.
That's even more ridiculous than what I'm wearing on my face. Oh, no, it's not.
It's not.
No, it's a really bad game. And I'll continue. We're not going to do the Jameis thing where we describe.
But it's convenient, like, against the biggest game you have all year, when the lights are as bright as you have, and we spent 5 days talking about this game.
So let me ask you.
Just a bad day to have a bad day at the office.
No, I don't think anybody's saying that.
Sure.
One, people are saying it's a matchup issue. I think that's a fair thing to say. Two, the Cavs have played more at basketball than anybody in a short amount of time this year. And three, he's not your best player. He's probably not even your second best player. So to put it to money, I don't care about the money. The money is what it took to get him to keep
you. The money is where the criticism comes. You get to have as much criticism as you want because of that, because of everything attached to Darius.
But why? You're not Dan Gilbert.
Why?
Why? Why does the money matter
league.
In a cap
because
situation?
Because it's a capped league,
yeah.
And when you gave him $200 million, I get to expect you show up in big-time games.
Okay, but again, he just hasn't done every single game, which, by the way, neither has Donovan. Donovan disappeared in the New York series as well. Donovan had at least one bad game in the Boston series. So, yes, guys, they're not Tatum and Brown. Okay. Sorry, I hit the nose on the microphone and it reset them. We were having a really good debate there. 216-474-0092. How much criticism does Darius deserve for last night? Because I'm okay with saying bad, you need to do better. I'm also okay. All right, those things had to go.
There we go.
I'm also okay saying, all right, that's a really bad matchup. Maybe he was a little tired. I'm okay with all of the parts of this argument. I just think that it needs to be taken any farther than that's ridiculous. Like, it's some sort of indictment he'll never do it.
It's not that. No, that's not the point. The point isn't that he'll never do it. I've said there are postseason games where he's looked good. It's not that he'll never do it. It's just in big games, can you rely on him to have a game where you feel like he's going to show up? And right now, there are more games than not where he won't.
But I think the way this is built, he doesn't have to do it every night. He just needs, it's really one of three.
Okay, then
he needs to have it one out of every three or four games.
Are you comfortable then? I mean, last night they gave him the green light. They were like, it's not working, but we're going to let you shoot your way until it does work. It never worked. In a big time game, you got to feel comfortable then, Nick. And I hope Atkinson gets there where it's like, and I hope Donovan gets there where in the postseason, sorry, Darius, you don't have it tonight. We're now focusing the offense around Mobley, we're focusing around Allen, and we're focusing around Donovan, and you got to take a backseat.
So let me ask about that real quick. So what if he comes back in the next Boston game, which is what, 2 weeks from now? Week and a half from now? What if he comes back in 2 weeks and drops 40 on him?
He's capable. That's the thing.
Well,
he's capable.
But what's your response?
My response is
it then all bad feelings are gone?
Not at all. Not in the slightest bit.
Oh,
my
yeah.
response is
so really,
he's doing
he could
the
only
thing that he's
up.
Consistently... No, he's doing the thing he consistently does. In big-time games, sometimes he does just absolutely wilt. Aaron Judge hit home runs in the postseason last year.
I mean,
what is the overall theme of Aaron Judge?
The
theme around Aaron Judge is in the postseason. He stinks.
Yeah, he hit a buck 70. That's not the same thing as...
He also had a massive home run against the Guardians.
He hit a buck 70 and he hit one home run. It was that home run, which, by the way, was then canceled out.
Darius, 2 weeks from now, might be able to have a good game against Boston.
So only the negative games matter, though. That's what you're saying.
No. The negative games existing to the degree that they do is problematic. That is something we have to focus in on. Donovan doesn't just ever nothing burger like what happened with Darius where he goes 4 for 21.
All right. So what I need you, again, I think some of what you're saying is fair. So I'm not trying to argue the whole point. It's taking it to the nth degree is where you and I disagree to some degree.
What nth degree? My whole point is he's not above criticism. So many people walking around today and acting as if we just have to say everything is awesome around Darius.
Who specifically? Yeah.
A lot of people on this radio station, callers, texters, all sorts of people.
What specifically? Are we just talking about the morning show gave them the Peterlin pass?
They essentially gave them the Peterlin pass. I didn't want to put their name on it, but essentially.
Yeah, well, let's do it. I mean, I do it all the time. Let's just make it a show thing. I guess they did give him a Peterlin pass. I think they did give him, I mean, they let him completely off the hook if we're being fair. But at the same point, I don't know. I think for some reason, making about money, I just am not, that's not where I'm at.
It's more than money, but when you make $200 million, that is a component
to
it.
Okay, but I think my point is, because I need you to call out now every big game, because you and I aren't going to see every game that's a big game the same way. Some games you're going to put up on a pedestal. Some games I'm going to put up on a pedestal. There'll be some overlap, but not, you know, uniformity.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, like, are you going to call out every big game for Darius to earn your trust?
Every game where you spend 5 days talking about ahead of time, and every game that feels like a massive game, yeah, we're going to look
like,
at these
there's
things.
There's like four of them this year.
I know. He doesn't have many opportunities to go ahead and wipe away this season
so what
we currently
it?
Believe.
So what is it? Is it 3 of 4 games against Boston if he
there's
scores
no
20 or more?
There's no identifying number. It doesn't work that way. He failed this test. This was a test to see if he had evolved and gotten much better from last year and could do it when the lights were bright. He failed this test. They have taken on 12 of their 15 games, Nick, have been against bottom half of the league defenses. I'm not worried about game 72 against Charlotte. I'm not worried about game 42 against Memphis. I'm worried about the games that matter and the situations that matter.
Well,
in those
but you
games
just said, you said 4 of 82 games
in
matter.
Those, you said that. I didn't say 4 of 82.
I mean,
you said
basically,
that.
Boston, we agree. Boston's like the one big game we're going to get up for, right?
Boston, you get up for.
Okay. What other games on the schedule have the weight that last night had?
Probably not many. That's why it's important that he showed out in those games. He failed this test.
None of it matters until you see him in the postseason. Like
last night didn't matter?
No.
We talked about it for 5 days ahead of the game.
I'm talking about making big sweeping conclusions or saying we got to hold his feet to the fire.
Not big sweeping conclusion. This has been 3 years of Darius where we've seen him in big games. Sometimes he shows up, more times than not he doesn't.
Game 7
against Orlando last year. We had the Knicks series left and right. I mean, what are we talking about?
I think we're talking about a difference of opinion on a really damn good player who's having a really damn good year at a bad night. 216-474-0092. How much criticism does Darius Garland deserve for last night? Will you shame him with us? I'm kidding. I'm being a little bit of a D. We do have Ross Tucker coming up at 4. We get his thoughts on where the Browns are, the idea of mulligans. God, I love mulligans in golf. I love breakfast balls in golf. In football, with a lack of leadership, not so much. Daryl Ryder joins us at 5:40. Sweet young thing, Jax, help us out with bandwagons coming up. In the second half of the 6 o'clock segment, we got quick hits coming up, though, in just about 20 minutes here. But the Cavs did lose to Boston last night. They made it close towards the end. We got that going for us. But 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. How much criticism does Darius deserve for last night? We'll get to that. Last night, we'll get to that.